Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 395. Visible translated text is as follows: is cheap lead or good lead? The 2,765.5 means 2,765.5 gross. Further on down, you find the different items that make up that figure under the head of wrappers, leads, tips, etc. The next figure is under rubber, 720 gross at 6.5. Those figures come from the plugging department, or he can get them from the goods as they are delivered to the packing room. By knowing the styles and numbers, you can tell whether it is a tipped or untipped pencil. You get that from the shipping room and the other from the metal room. He arrives at the figures on the reports turned in. It requires a good deal of calculation, mostly multiplying. The next figure is under tips, 1374 gross at 10 cents. He gets that from the packing room. The 10 cents means what the tips cost to produce. That's a stipulated price. The next heading is lead, 747 gross at 15 and 1955 gross at 10 cents. He has to go through these reports the same way, except he doesn't have to work the cost of that. It's taken care of in the account. He has to arrive at the number of gross because the cost is fixed. The next item is supplies at 5 per gross, boxes 3,771 at 2, assortment boxes 279 at 10, wrappers 2535 at 1. He gets those reports from the boxes of the pencils in the packing room. He gets the reports as to the rubber and the labels from the packing room. The cost per gross is fixed, but he has to figure out the quantity. The next item is assortment boxes, wrappers, skeletons. The next item, cartons. The next item is payroll, Bell Street. The next, slats from the slat mills. As the slats are delivered from the slat mill, a report comes with it, and those reports are taken at the end of the week and added up. There are about 5 of those shipments during the week. He has to take each shipment and add all that up at the end of the week. The next item is pencils packed, top of